Hey everybody, welcome to the TLIC podcast. Today we're focusing on an important element of great teaching, the power of problems. We often think of education as a transmission of information, but what if we perceived teaching to be a journey of problem solving? Problems are, in many classrooms, a much more interesting and informative way to motivate students than simply defining learning outcomes. At the core of effective teaching are principles that apply across all subjects and methods. One of the most fundamental is the problem-centered principle, which states that learning is best promoted when learners acquire knowledge and skills by solving real-world problems or tasks. It's simply not enough to present information. Learners need a context. They need a reason to use the information and the skills. Problems provide that context. They act as a pebble in the pond that sets learning in motion to extend beyond the problem. This means that instruction should begin with a problem that learners need to solve. Problems are not just exercises. They're the driving force behind meaningful learning. They help learners to see the relevance of what they're studying. When material is presented without a clear connection to a real-world challenge, students often struggle to see its importance. However, when problems are presented, the need for clear knowledge and skills becomes apparent. This increases their motivation to learn. Furthermore, problems allow learners to construct a mental model for the whole problem rather than separate models for individual skills. This holistic understanding helps them to prevent forgetting and improves the ability to apply skills in new situations. A problem-centered approach to teaching isn't just about presenting a problem and hoping for the best. It involves a carefully designed cycle of instruction. First, learners activate prior knowledge, connecting what they already know to this new problem. Then they observe demonstrations of how to solve the problem. These demonstrations are not just abstract explanations, but they show them how to apply skills in order to solve the problem. For example, if the problem involves classifying different kinds of concepts, the demonstration would show examples and non-examples. This is followed by the application phase, where students actively use their skills to address problems. This application is key for skills development. To make problems truly effective, they must include feedback. Feedback should go beyond just right or wrong. The best kind of feedback, called intrinsic feedback, allows learners to see the consequences of their actions directly. Another important type of feedback is called corrective feedback. As the name suggests, this is feedback that helps students to better perform the action in the future. Additionally, problems should progress from simple to complex. This progression allows learners to develop more nuanced mental models. Starting with a simple model or problem ensures that students are not going to be overwhelmed. As they move to more complex problems, students learn to adapt their skills to new challenges. Finally, learners need opportunities to reflect on their problem-solving processes. During this integration, they reflect, discuss, and defend their solutions, which leads to deeper understanding. So problems aren't just a teaching technique, they are essential for learning. They provide the context for new learning, make the new material relevant, and actively engage learners in applying their skills. By using problems as a central focus of instruction, educators can create more effective, engaging, and memorable classrooms. Hey, that's it for this episode. I'll look forward to seeing you in the future. Take care, everybody.